Whether it's equipment for the farm, construction operation, tools, or land, if you need it, you'll likely find it at steffesgroup.com. Like the Swanston Equipment and Bobcat of Ottertail County Excess Inventory Auction, Fergus Falls, and at the Steffes facility on Main and West Fargo. Closes May 12th, loadout on the 14th. There's the Jared Hagert Edible Bean Equipment Auction, closes the 12th, and the City of Fargo Impound Lot and City Fleet Auction, May 13th and the 17th. Check out the photos and auctions at steffesgroup.com. Go with Steffes. They're the best. Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Council studio on a fine blue sky Monday. I know you're in the field. I know you're busy. But there are three events this week which you can participate in, and they all involve agriculture. And hey, they're all free. And they're from the Emerging Prairie Group, the Grand Farm. You've heard of them. It's a great facility just south of Fargo. It's all about researching tech. Grand Farms. And Andrew Jason joins us. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Mick. How are you?
Okay. You have, tell us about these. Well, first of all, let's talk a little bit about the Grand Farm. It is a grand facility.
Yes, absolutely. That is the ambition here. So Grand Farm, we are a nonprofit focused on creating a global ecosystem around innovation in agriculture. So what we hope is that, you know, there's a lot of activity that's happening in the ag industry right now all around the world. We want all of that work, all of those conversations, all that investment to be happening in North Dakota and our region. So our ultimate vision is that we are going to be building out a innovation campus where we'll have kind of maker space, office space, large test plots, conference centers for large scale events where people can come and test out their ideas, their equipment, and their technology in agriculture and validate it against kind of our local community to make sure that it's worth pursuing.
And one of those is tomorrow, and it involves soil health monitoring. Who's involved and what do you hope to accomplish tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, it is on Thursday. Yeah, no worries. So this Thursday from 12 to 1:30 at the farm, we'll be having a field day, which is about showcasing kind of the work our partners are doing out at the farm and in the ground there. So again, this Thursday, we're doing one on soil health monitoring. So we'll have a panel of NDSU researchers, extension agents, faculty, kind of talking about all the different work that NDSU is doing. Our friends with ProSeed and Keith Peltier talking about what they're doing at their test plot and how they're working with Pivot Bio and a bunch of other kind of innovative companies to test out the future of their seeds. Farm QA, CHS has a big presence out at our farm, so their kind of product innovation team based out of Fargo will be talking about the 20 acres that they're using. And then finally, Realm 5, which is a really innovative sensor company out of Lincoln, Nebraska, that will have kind of sensors all around the farm, will be kind of talking about what they're doing.
Interesting stuff. Now, soil monitoring is something farmers have been doing more so in the last 2-3 decades. In the fall, they take a soil test and send it in. But you're talking about maybe continually monitoring the soil?
Yeah, absolutely. So as technology, you know, progresses, I think there's products out there right now that, they can do the on-the-farm sampling and testing right there, so you don't have to send it out. And then, you know, I think the centerpiece is another big piece is, as you imagine, having sensors kind of strategically placed all around the field that are available via either a Bluetooth connection or kind of a cellular network that can constantly be feeding your you data on how your soil is doing. Like the technology is there right now. And so it's kind of the question of, is the adoption going to take place? Is it something growers want? What's the ROI on it? Those are all conversations that we hope to be having.
I remember about 8 years ago, a new company up on 19th Avenue in the Technology Park developed a little RFID
biodegradable RFID that you could broadcast into the soil, and it would send information to the tractor on what the soil needed for nutrients, and then a smart fertilizer applicator could apply that the nutrients the soil needed in the formulation it needed, and it would make that calculation by the time, so that it would sense it at the front end of the tractor, and by the time the applicator got it, it had made all the calculations.
Yeah, and I think you really reached a key point there, is that, you know, sensors are great and that is great, but, you know, on its own, is I'm not, if I'm a grower, I'm not going to open up 20 different apps to see kind of how, you know, my soil is doing on this field, and then open another app to see how my soil is doing on this field. It's all about how they communicate and work together, and because I think, you know, that's where the real magic is, and kind of where I think the real adoption for sensors will take place. It's not just having data live in, you know, its own silo, if I can make a little pun there.
Yeah. All right. So Thursday from noon to 1:30, the Grand Farms Field Day, and first of many, soil health managing, monitoring. All right. Then later that day, I see you've got a little harvest hour. What's that all about?
Yeah, so our harvest hour is a space for the ag community to come together and really just talk about innovation that's happening in agriculture. So this week we're going to have two speakers kind of from out of town that are coming in, and we just want to connect them to the community. So the first is Austin Benz. He's with Realm 5 out of Lincoln. They're the sensor company. And then the other one is Destiny West. And oh boy, I always butcher his name, but his name is Guy Moira, and Destiny's from Colorado, and I believe Guy is out of Brazil, actually. Mm-hmm. And they're with Aerofleet One, and they are exploring the possibility of bringing autonomous drones into crop spraying technology. So they're kind of just coming to North Dakota to check out our ecosystem here, see what's happening, you know, connect with Northern Plains test site up in Grand Forks, and just kind of get exposed into the region here.
Autonomous, it seems to be the wave of the future, especially now. We've, you know, farmers never thought that they would have trouble finding good enough help to make the farm work, but suddenly 2020 happened, and good help is not only hard to find, it's harder. Or impossible.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we just hosted a grower roundtable out at the farm last Thursday, and you know, that was, you know, the labor shortage continues to be one of the biggest grower pain points that they're complaining about. So,
yeah,
and I can't imagine that it's going to be changing anytime soon. So, there's going to be a lot of interesting work that's going to be done in autonomy, and we hope to kind of highlight and showcase some of the that work, you know. And then I would say the other big piece that Grand Farm is interested in is, we're not necessarily validating that this equipment is right or this technology is right. What we want to do is we want to bring this technology here, and for the growers, for the local community to connect with it, give their thoughts on it, and either validate it or say, no, this is an awful idea, and here's why, here's how you can fix it, and here's what we actually want. So,
well, again, thanks for being the conduit for research, where farmers can, you know, give a cast a yay or a nay, but they got to show up.
Yeah.
So now, what's the cost, and is there pre-registration required for these two events on Thursday?
Yeah, they're both free. Both just show up. So the harvest hour, that'll be happening every Thursday. I will say that is going to be a happy hour. We are running into a little bit of liquor license issues, so it sounds like the happy portion of it is going to be starting next week with beer, but we still will have great conversations in a dry happy hour setting here this Thursday. So,
and not even allowed to bring your own happy, right?
I mean, if somebody, you know, shows up, and I you know, it's kind of see no evil thing, right?
Right. Yes, I have no idea how that got here. So anyway.
Yeah, right.
All right. So the soil health monitoring at noon to 1:30, and the harvest hour, happy hour, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Now, another major thing that farmers can maybe capitalize on, make a little cash flow on the farm, is the carbon market. I understand you're kind of analyzing that.
Yeah, so this is a big virtual event that we are doing this Friday from 8:30 to 10:30. Again, it's another free event for people to come on, but it's a kind of a large event all around the carbon market in agriculture. And so what we want to do is we want to kind of bring the discussion around, you know, there's a ton of work and conversation and money being thrown at the carbon market. So we want to kind of expose some of that. So there's going to be a series of panels. So we're going to do a panel on just kind of the current state of carbon market in agriculture, where we're at, what's happening, who should we be watching, what is the government, what is private, and what is kind of academia thinking about it. And then the other one that I'm really interested in is there will be a how will the carbon market impact growers panel. And that's going to be moderated by Mark Watney, the president of the North Dakota Farmers Union. We're going to have the director of retail for CHS. We're going to have Brandon Hundinghut, who is a really innovative grower out of Nebraska, actually, that does has done some work in carbon. And then finally, Chris Harbot, who is the director of carbon for Indigo Ag, which has a direct kind of carbon marketplace right now for that growers can engage in.
Both of those, Farmers Union and Indigo, they're leaders and pioneers in the carbon market for a long time. So, all right, well,
yeah,
great events this week, and you have others coming during the course of the summer?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are going to be doing, if you go to grandfarm.com/events, you'll be able to see our full lineup. Every Thursday, we are going to be hosting some sort of event out at the farm, ranging from innovation days where we're just having different experts come in from around the world, talk about the work they're doing from like Farm of the Future design, crop and soil management, rural connectivity, to our happy hour that will be every Thursday, to finally some larger scale conferences that there's going to be three that are going to be happening. There's going to be Cultivate, which is a all-day event conference around connecting the growers with the ag tech industry. And then there's one on, and that's going to be Thursday, July 15th. There's going to be one on Autonomous Nation on Thursday, September 16th, which is about connecting the policymakers with the autonomous industry and how can we make North Dakota the most autonomous friendly state in the country. And then finally, maybe the one I'm most excited about, just because I have no idea what it'll turn out to be, is on Thursday, August 19th, we will shortly be announcing launching a space agriculture conference, kind of in collaboration with NASA, and several of their teammates are going to be coming out to talk about, you know, how is NASA, how is SpaceX, how are they thinking about, you know, farming on Mars today, and then like, what's applicable to the industry? Should a grower care about that? Is the ag tech industry actively solving problems in that? So,
interesting stuff. Boy, it started out as a grand idea, and now you've got some grand things happening at the Grand Farm. So, Andrew, what's the address? How do people get there?
Yeah, so we are located at 2549 124th Ave South, in Horace. The easiest way is if you're going south on 29, south of Fargo, it's exit 54. It is the exit for Oxbow. Or you can go out to grandfarm.com/events and you'll be able to find all that info there.
All right. One of the event leaders there at the Grand Farm at Emerging Prairie, Andrew Jason. Thank you very much for the visit. Thanks for putting this together. We'll see you Thursday.
Sounds great. My pleasure. Thanks for the conversation.
You are very welcome. Thanks for the work you do.